and one. Well, Bob, I'll tell you what. This year, I come into your booth. It looks more than just a room with shoes piled up on the floor. You got quite a setup here, and it also looks like you got a few new models. Tell us what's new with Squares.
We do. It's a far cry from when we first met about 3 years ago here at the show, but it's been great. You know, we've got some new models this year, and everything we're doing this year is based upon the performance of the shoe as the pillar, and then we looked into doing some really creative designs because, look, performance is great, and that's what everybody wants in a golf shoe, and comfort, and that's what we provide. But from there, you've got to start thinking about fashion. So this year we went a little bold, and we've got some new designs here that we call bold. And in these shoes, we offer two different lacing styles. So when you buy a pair, in the box is a white lace and then the contrasting color lace. So you can be bold or bolder. So it's something that the fashion now that you can play around, have some fun, but the front of the shoe is very clean looking, because when you look down for putting or ready to hit the ball, you don't want to be looking at a busy shoe. So it's very clean in the front. It's got the color in the back, and then we use the laces to match and play around.
Tell us about the feedback you've been getting from people, because I know that every single time, pretty much, when I went out and golfed this year, I had people look at me and go, oh, you're wearing Square shoes. Do you like them? Are they good? Yeah, they're the best shoe I've ever worn. So there was people like, how do you get them? Where did you get yours? I said, well, you know, I got mine in Florida, but, you know, I said, it's you need to really get online and check these things out. And I told people, I gave them a piece of advice. I said, if you're a size 10, make sure you order 9.5.
Yeah, and that's it. Because, you know, a lot of people buy a larger size to get more room in the toe box. And with our more squared off toe, you get a little extra room there. So that's why, you know, it's always good to go online, check out our website. And we have a sizing chart, so people can look at the sizing chart, get the right size. But, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people forget about the golf shoe. They think that the driver is the most important piece of equipment, or the iron or the golf ball. And they really are recipients of the energy. I can pretty much take any club and put it in your hand, as long as it has the right shaft and it has the right grip size, any head on that club, I think the distance difference would be about 1 or 2 yards. But your golf shoe? Your golf shoe is your only connection to the ground, and that's where the energy is created. So you need something with structure, something that provides you with balance and stability, because if you don't have balance and stability, I don't care what club you're playing, you're never going to hit it straight, and you're not going to hit it long.
You know, Bob, is some of the stats and different things you were giving about the connection you have with your shoes. On my visit to the USGA Technical Center, where they're testing clubs, they're testing balls to see if they're conforming and make them legal, and then they said, oh, the person over here tests the shoes. And they said, your people would be surprised and find out that we actually test golf shoes. But based on the role they play in the game, they said it's something that we have to inspect to make sure they conform to the rules of golf.
Yeah, and it's interesting. In golf footwear, there are specific rules that you've got to follow. Like, you can't help anybody build a stance. You know, a golf shoe can't actually try to correct some of the inherent things. If you do, and it helps them build a stance, it would deem it non-conforming. The other thing is you can't put alignment aids on shoes. And so, you know, early on, people were saying, well, I could start seeing a line better. It's an alignment aid and all that. And we said, no, we designed the shoe for ground force. And we designed it such that your toes sit naturally, and we built out the wider base under the ball of your foot. And yes, it has a more squared up toe, and some could look at that and say, hey, it does help me set up better, but that's not the intent of the shoe. It was all about ground force, balance, stability, and comfort.
Bob, go find a pair of these bold that you're telling us about, and let's see them. And when people say, I bought a pair of squares last year, what's different on the shoe this year? Tell us.
So this year, again, we really looked at the shoe. We had the baseline balance, stability, and performance there. And we said, what else can we do to really really hype the shoe up and make it bold. And we said, you know what we'll do is we'll do a one-piece upper. Most of the other uppers we do are two pieces. They're sewn in different places. As you can see, there's no seam lines. This particular portion is an overlay. So this is a one-piece. One-piece construction usually gives you much better comfort. It also gives you a more sturdy shoe. It's a lot of structure in the shoe, and you're not messing with the structure. So you've got that. And then we said, you know what? We're going to really take our logo, put it out there like Nike does in their swoosh, and put it there. But really accent the shoe in the back of the shoe, not in the front, because you don't want a lot of activity up here. The other thing we did is every pair comes with two laces. So it comes with, on this particular shoe that's got a blue accent, it comes with a white lace, but in the box will also be a blue lace. So if you want to be bold or bolder and really take it to a new level, you got that opportunity.
All right. Well, Bob, you know, people are going to say, when am I going to see them in my pro shop? When am I going to see them at the big golf box retail store in my neighborhood? Where are you in expanding distribution?
Yeah, so as you know, we're a direct-to-consumer brand. However, this year we're launching a program. We have a lot of pro shops out there that have come to us and said, my members are wearing the shoes, they want to support the PGA professional, and they want to order through me. And we didn't have a program for them. So this year, unlike any other golf footwear company, we're saying, you don't have to stock inventory. We're going to do a program where you put five pairs in your shop, or you got the 13-pair program, which is one of every size, or five pair, which is size 9 through 13. We're going to put it in and let the members try it on. If they like it, they buy it right then and there. And no inventory. We ship it directly to the consumer, or we ship it to the pro shop. So the pro doesn't have to invest anything in the program, and the consumer gets their product within 2 days. So we've been here now. We did the demo day yesterday and today. A lot of pros are coming over saying, listen, it's great that you partnered with the PGA of America. It's great that you're doing these type of things. And, you know, we're excited.
What's the feedback on tour? I know that you do have some guys out there who play various tours that are wearing your shoes.
We do. You know, Sepp Straka has won a couple times on tour now wearing our shoes. We've got some new up-and-coming young ladies that we just signed that are out in the Symetra tour. I mean, the Epson tour now. I keep saying Symetra, I mean Epson. The Epson tour, and working their way onto the LPGA tour. So we're big this year, and we've done a lot of work on the ladies' shoes. So we've got a lot of tour support out there on the senior tour with Daly and Cal Kovecchia and Fred Funk. And now we've got some good up-and-coming young players on the PGA tour, and now we're really pushing hard in the LPGA.
All right, finally, give us the website and how people can order a pair of squares.
So it's squares.com, and that's squairz.com, squares.com.